Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome in to the final show of the year. It is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. I'm Fred Davis. That's Steve Randall. And Steve, it's been, six, 7 months in the making, whatever it's been. And
it's been crazy.
Here we were, just two lost souls swimming in a fish bowl. Mid-August, and here we are. We found our way to the end of the high school football season.
I can't believe this is the last show.
So I'm gonna tell you what, it's been a hell of a ride.
It's been fun.
It's been a look, guys and ladies and gentlemen out there over in Radio Land. If you think the high schools and all the football teams are tired after what's been a long football season, huh? I mean, somebody's gotta talk about these guys all year long.
I'm telling
Why
you.
Why not us? Yeah. Why not us? But I'll tell you what, you guys have been absolutely phenomenal throughout the course of this long season, and we're excited as we put a bow on what has been an incredible 2024. High school football season. We've seen the end of two three-peat attempts, both Duncanville and DeSoto, who coming into this season, kind of the headliners, if you will, and of course it doesn't hurt that they're both 6A schools, but that was kind of the headline going into it. Would those dynasties continue, and would both of them put a stamp on their dynasties with both of them three-peating, and neither Duncanville nor DeSoto will find that glory this year?
Well, and I'm that nerd that goes back and just looks at everything, and I read everything, and I want to just figure out what's going on. I look at the stats, and I did predict early on, and I'm not patting myself on the back.
Go ahead, pat it.
But everybody laughed at me, including you.
I did. I mean, I thought you were insane.
You pointed at me, too.
But that's every week anyway. I would have done that regard. And I didn't even know you.
And guys, if you're listening, you're trying to figure out what the heck we're talking about, is I predicted early that Duncanville would go down and DeSoto would go down.
And
they're both back-to-back, you know, champions in D1, D2, in 6A. And everybody kind of went, are you stupid? What are you smoking?
Who is this guy?
What are you doing?
They'll just let anybody on the radio, apparently, won't they? It's kind of what I was thinking.
Where did he come from? What are you drinking?
This guy.
Exactly. And lo and behold, that's exactly where I thought it would happen, somewhere in the semis, quarter semis, getting into the finals.
And that's exactly what happened. And so we've got ourselves a phenomenal set of games. And they've already started, all right? So let's, real quick, before we start getting into everybody that's already going to be playing, and of course, you know, we got the smaller class schools that are going on today as well, so we'll touch on that here. Jayton, a team that we talked about last week, they won 54-8 over Oakwood. So they are the Class 1A Division II state champions. So shout out to Jayton. Well done by you guys. Get that title. Wrap that title belt around your waist. And then the second game was Gordon and Whiteface in 1A Division I, and Gordon took care of business in a big way as well, 70-24. So Class 1 champions have been crowned, Jayton and Gordon, and we can only hope, Steve, that these lopsided scores are not a sign of things to come.
No.
Because I want to see close games.
Well,
and I think we will.
And I get that, but when you're talking a dynasty like Gordon and you're talking back-to-back state championships by Jayton, we're talking schools that were Whiteface and Oakwood. It was a miracle by, you know, God above that they even got. It was almost a fluke, and it's like, how
for
in
Oakwood?
The world? Yes, especially Oakwood. How in the world did you get here? And you're already over, you know, before you even walk in the door, because that is just not good going up against Jayton. And both of those games, you know, kind of like in softball, you get, you know,
run rule. Running clock. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and let this thing run out.
But congratulations, they got there.
God bless them. Yes. You know what? That is a memory those kids and that coaching staff and that town will have for the rest of their lives.
Love
all
it.
Right. We have a 2A Division II as well. Munster and Shiner, that game's getting a kickoff here momentarily as well. All right. What about 6A through 3A? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Countdown to kickoff continues next.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. Welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff State Championship and Swan Song edition of the program, if we do say so ourselves.
Yeah.
It has been it's just been a lot of fun, and we'll save all the teary emotional goodbyes for the last segment of the show, so we don't want to get all verklempt just yet. But one gentleman, I mean, look, you've heard me, you've heard Steve, you've heard the dynamic duo that is Steve and Fred all year long. We added this gentleman about, you know, a third of the way through, and all he's done is tell you to keep things appropriate and give you the best advice possible on what to wear each and every Friday. TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff with one final send-off, even though he knows you're playing in a dome this weekend.
Hard to believe it's already high school state finals time here across the Lone Star State. The weather is going to be just downright gorgeous. Plenty of sunshine for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And even Wednesday evening's game is going to be nice, but it will be chilly. Morning lows through the period will be in the 30s. Afternoon highs will be in the upper 50s for Thursday, mid-50s for Friday and Saturday. So if you're going to be doing any tailgating before the game, make sure you wear a jacket. Hope your favorite team wins. Best of luck. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
I mean, what more do you want from Dan? He's letting you know, for those of you that are going to be traveling to the DFW Metroplex this weekend, wear a jacket.
Okay? I mean, just a light wrap. We'll work
just
fine.
All right, because
just dress appropriate.
Tell you what, the roof's not going to be open at Jerry World.
It may even be a little chilly in there.
I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if it was. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it was. Now, I've always been in the press box, so I can't speak one way or the other to what the weather's going to be like there. But nonetheless, and of course, we do have one more game this Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but that is a story for another time, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so this thing kicks off in earnest. I mean, again, we've got the small schools going on. Like I said, shout out to Jayton, they won. Gordon, they took care of their business as well. Shiner and Munster, that thing's going to kick off here in about 45 minutes as well. So everybody that's out there, definitely good luck tonight to Shiner and Munster.
Cheese versus beer right there, brother.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it?
It is going to be amazing.
That should be a good game, right?
That's going to be a
really
good game.
Yep, absolutely.
I know you're looking forward
to it.
I'm going to watch it when I get home.
That's right, because these games are all on television as well. So then, of course, Thursday, you got Ganado and Stamford, Woodville and Gunter, and then you've got Malakoff and Columbus. Friday, and of course, these games are spread out 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. tomorrow night. So we got three games, nine more games left to go after tonight. And then, of course, on Friday, that's when we start getting into the big boys, which we'll tell you here in just a little bit. But Carthage, Waco, La Vega, Kilgore and Salina, and then Richmond Randall and South Oak Cliff.
So best time of the year.
We'll talk about that. And then, of course, you know, I'm dying to know. Look, if you're in the DFW area, you're feeling good because you're going to be well represented this weekend. But one area that's going to be noticeably absent for the most part, shout out to my folks in H-Town, or it's worth a shout out. We'll discuss that next. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff, Championship Weekend edition, as we get ready to crown some new state champions, and we'll have two brand new state champions in Class 6A as well. And we'll also have, I want to say, two new state champions in Class 5A, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that
yes,
is
we
correct.
Will.
Yep.
Now, Smithson Valley was in the state championship game last year, but they, well, needless to say, it was not close. They got beat last year, so they're looking for revenge this year. And then, of course, you got South Oak Cliff, who was in the game last year. So, actually, you got both runners-up from 5A last year. So, they've got revenge on their minds. South Oak Cliff, of course, lost to PNG, and then Smithson Valley lost. Smithson Valley is going to be playing Highland Park. That game's Saturday at 11. And then you've got, which actually, I might be able to make that Austin-Westlake-North Crowley game at 7 o'clock on Saturday. So, I may try to squeeze and go check out that game as well.
Well, then
that,
you better call me, because you know I'm going to be there.
Are you going to be there?
Of course I'm going to be there.
Are you
going to
be the North Crowley Austin-Westlake game?
I'm going to be at all the night games, except for, obviously, tonight.
Okay, okay. All right, we'll talk off air.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've got, and we may have our guy from Highland Park call in. We are going to have James Tritely, who covered North Crowley throughout the course of this year, saw more games of them outside of Ray Gates, but we'll get his thoughts on his North Crowley team. Who's bouncing back in a big way this weekend. So don't go anywhere. Class 6A, Class 5A previews coming up. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome back in. Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Fred. That's Steve. Let's jump out to the Uber Eats hotline and welcome to the program. Friend of the program, if we do say so ourselves. We caught up with him several times throughout the course of the year in district play. And who knew we'd be talking to him just a couple days away from a state championship game?
I knew that.
Did you?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
There he goes. Patting himself on the back.
Yeah,
again.
I knew that.
Russell, did you know that we were on with Nostradamus, a.k.a. Steve Randall?
That's me.
Well, you know, he's told me that many times.
Well, he'll tell anybody who will listen. He'll tell anybody that'll listen. I'll tell you what, this guy couldn't wait to get on the radio today.
That's right.
But let's call it what it is.
Not that I always listen to him.
Well, I tell you what, he's going to tell you one way or the other, whether you're listening or not.
There's more truth to that than you know.
Absolutely there is. But let's call it what it is when it comes to this Highland Park football team. You know, again, 5A Division I, you know, bouncing back from 6A last year, and what a run they've had. You know, a little banged up throughout the course of the year, but I'll tell you what, this team has been cohesive. They've been balanced all year long. And a question that you had talked about, that we had talked about, you know, 6-7 weeks ago, was about this running game. But look, balance has not been an issue as they've made this run back to Jerry World.
Yeah, you know, they put everything together, and I talked to Coach Allen yesterday, as a matter of fact, and you know, interesting that he said he feels like this team continues to get better. He felt like last week's win over Denton Ryan was, again, one of the better games that they have played. And he just feels like week in and week out, they're making progress. They're getting better. They're not sitting on their laurels. They're continuing to move forward on all of this stuff. And now they get Smithson Valley for the championship. So it should be a fun game on Saturday.
When you look at the Smithson Valley team, I mean, look, and Steve and I just mentioned it. This is a team that was a runner-up last year. Now, again, they kind of got their doors blown off in the state championship game. But, again, this is a Larry Hill who's been there, done that. He's done everything but win a state championship. What's the biggest thing about this Smithson Valley team that's got the Highland Park tossing and turning tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a team that's going to run the ball mostly. Now, their quarterback's thrown for 1,000 yards. Their backup quarterback threw for about 800 yards. But they're going to run the ball most of the time. And that's the thing. If Highland Park gets out in front of them, they're going to have a hard time trying to come back. We want to get in the lead. We want to shorten the game. Mm-hmm. We want to run the ball, use up as much of the clock as possible. And the other thing is, I don't know that their defense has seen a passing attack like Highland Park's got. You know, okay. Highland Park's only got a sophomore quarterback, but he's got right at 3,400 yards passing.
No, they certainly, I mean, you know, now you can look, I mean, they played San Antonio, you know, Reagan earlier in the year, and again, they've, you know, with some of that San Antonio football that they've played, and like you said, though, I don't know that they've seen anybody quite as prolific. Turnovers notwithstanding, ultimately, Highland Park wins this game on Friday night if?
I think they win it if they don't turn the ball over, as you just said. That's going to be a big part of it, but it's if they can protect the quarterback. The one thing that Smithson Valley likes to do is they like to send the blitz. So the offensive line has to protect the quarterback. And the if they can do that, that's going to be a huge key to this game, because Buck Randall has shown that even though he's a sophomore, you give him some time in there, he can find the guy, and he's got a rifle for an arm. And he's got three really excellent receivers that he can throw to.
And I misspoke. That game's actually at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Last thing, does the fact that, this, again, and of course we all know that the state championships are in Dallas, but, I mean, does it change their preparation, or the fact that, like I said, this is going to make it a lot easier? I mean, hey, it's not some long trip that they got to get ready for. They can probably sleep in their beds Friday night if they want to.
Yeah, absolutely, and they will. And that was one of the things Coach Allen talked about as well, is trying to keep everything as normal as possible, yeah, and not make it anything different than it has been.
Russell, you've been great all year. I wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and hell, we may even see you out there. Have a great one, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Stop by the booth and say hello.
Absolutely. The one, the only, Russell Scott, play-by-play voice for the Highland Park Scots. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the 6A games coming up on Saturday as well. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right. Welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Fred. That's Steve. And let's get right into it. And again, big shout out to our guy, Russell Scott. He's going to be, he's got that Highland Park Smithson Valley game on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And so I just thought about this. I won't be able to make it to that game. I lied. Not intentionally.
Did you just lie to me?
I didn't lie to you, but I may have fibbed to our guy, Russell, because I didn't realize, as I got to thinking, I mean, yes, I would love to go out to that game on Saturday. However, I have a radio show here in the DFW from 1 to 5.
You got to be on the radio.
I know. It's kind of a pain in the butt. 105 through the fan for the scoring at home. So if you got that Odyssey app, check it out. You will be glad that you did. All right, let's take a look. And these games are going from Saturday to tomorrow. But the one game that obviously jumps off the page, I think a lot of people are excited about, is Austin Westlake and North Crowley. And hey, you got to give Austin, the Austin area, a lot of love. They definitely represent as far as the 6A is concerned. I mean, really, it's an Austin-Dallas type of feel this weekend, as you've got Austin-Westlake and North Crowley for 6A Division One. And North Crowley, I mean, look, I think Austin-Westlake, and I think it's going to be a good game. I do think North Crowley's going to win that football game. And then on top of that, before that game, and of course North Crowley and Austin Westlake, they're going to put the final bow on everything. But before that, you've got Austin Vandergrift, who edged out Summer Creek.
Right.
And then they're going to be playing DFW's own South Lake Carroll, who we've had your guy Chris Blake on as a contributor to the program, to our post-game show each and every Friday. So well represented here. And by the way, was it Coach Lopez for the Austin Westlake? He also got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo at some point this year. So, you know, hey, we're doing all right this year as far as folks we talk to.
Well, and just diving a little bit deeper and taking just a few moments, North Crowley, Austin, Westlake, big marquee matchup game. It actually is revenge games.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I'm going with, and that is revenge versus Duncanville and North Crowley, and revenge Westlake versus North Shore. They finally slayed the giant, if you know what I mean. But here's the thing. I'm very curious about how the emotional it was the big game before the big game.
Yeah.
For both of them to get to that big game. And so I'm wondering how that's going to affect the game, if you know what I'm saying.
With North Crowley, I honestly, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal for either school. I really don't. And I'll tell you why. From an Austin Westlake perspective, I mean, they expect to be there. And again, we talked to Coach earlier this year. This was on their radar all year long. And with North Crowley, I mean, when they beat DeSoto week one out of nowhere and beat them, what, 57-49 or whatever it was, like, they pretty much put the entire state on notice from week one.
Time.
We're not going anywhere. So I think this is going to be a heavyweight matchup, and a lot's going to be proven on Saturday. All right. Glad to have you guys on board. It is Countdown to Kickoff on Texas State Networks. And, of course, we've been doing this since the middle of August. And you guys have been absolutely tremendous. Of course, we've been doing Countdown to Kickoff. Now, we did the post-game show. We knocked that off a couple weeks ago. But we've been doing Countdown to Kickoff. And, again, this is our final Countdown to Kickoff show of the season.
Well, there's no more games.
There's not, is there?
No.
No, so I don't know.
We can't do the show without games.
I don't know what we would preview next week.
We would talk about next year.
Yeah, and there's only so much the week after the state championship. And plus, next Wednesday's Christmas.
Yeah, we could talk basketball.
We could. Yeah. We could definitely talk basketball.
Yeah.
We could talk Cowboys. I don't know that people anybody wants to talk about that.
Oh, wow.
So,
you just lost a lot of listeners,
I think I just heard a couple people hang up. I think I heard people slam on their brakes, as a matter of fact.
I heard a door close.
I did, too. Yep. I did, too. I think somebody just turned their radio off. Austin Vandergrift, South Lake Carroll. South Lake Carroll, again, that's another. That's, you know, they're kind of in the same boat, Steve, as Austin Westlake, where, again, these guys aren't, this is not new to them.
No.
Maybe it's been a while. It's been a few years since they've been to a state championship game, but.
We got a lot to talk about these guys.
That's right. That standard has not changed. And then, of course, we got some South Oak Cliff to get into. And then, of course, 4A is loaded with Carthage versus Waco La Vega. And then Salina, your pick in what might be the game of the weekend, Salina versus Kilgore. Lots to get to. James Tritely coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome back in. Countdown to Kickoff. Texas State Network. Steve Randall, Fred Davis, and our first in-studio Countdown to Kickoff guest. We waited till the very end. Now, you guys may remember, if you've been a fan of the program, whether it's been Countdown to Kickoff or whether it's been the post-game show, if you remember the last time we had James on, I want to say he was being arrested by, five cop cars?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I
think a paddy wagon. I mean, it was, you thought the drones in New Jersey were serious.
Crazy.
Okay? I mean, it was a whole nother deal when we had James Tritely on, but you know what? He Shawshank Redemption his way out, all right? Hopefully his phone's not on, so that way they won't, Luigi Mangione him while he's here, but we've got James Tritely from Dave Campbell's Football joining us now, and James, you covered several North Crowley games. Of course, you covered a lot of high school football games around DFW and Houston. Real quick, before we get to the DFW stuff, whether it's North Shore, Atascocita, and or Summer Creek, are you surprised that none of those schools from 23-6A broke through to get to a state championship game this year?
I mean, this is kind of one of those weird things where you look at Texas high school football and the landscape, we see these repeats.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watch with Greg Tepper and he does his picks. He was about to repeat the 6A Division I and saw basically, he was
I
like, oh yeah.
I saw that.
He's like, we're going to do Duncanville North Shore for the sixth time. He's like, oh wait, hold on. Oh, North Crowley. We're going to see North Crowley end up playing this one. So I love this aspect where we don't have the repetitive nature. We have new blood in here trying to get themselves on the map. And obviously, the way that North Crowley's been playing, they're one of the best teams in the state, if not in the nation.
And James, I do want you to know... I knew all of that.
He's letting everybody know.
Okay.
I mean, just total strangers that are walking by that have nothing to do with TSN.
Week three, I've been touting that they were going down.
Yes, I like it for them.
I like it.
So with North Crowley, Austin, Westlake, it feels like, and even though, you know, this is North Crowley's first time in, 20 years being in a state championship game, Austin, Westlake is no stranger to the moment, although maybe this particular class of kids isn't used to it, but that coaching staff is. What do you expect ultimately when these two teams square off on Saturday?
This is going to be a North Crowley offense that is undeniable versus an undeniable defense in Austin Westlake.
Okay.
The way that they were able to take down Galena Park North Shore last week, I mean, my goodness.
10 points.
You look at that and you're like, really? Yeah. North Shore's not going. Really? Duncanville's not going. I mean, these are two teams going back and forth trying to make something out of it, and we'll see. I think North Crowley's just got to have that offense they've had every week that they've gotten to this point and keep that going.
Now, real quickly, last week against Austin Westlake with North Shore, Austin Westlake, they defended underneath because North Shore didn't have the ability to take off the top off the defense.
Right.
And so do you think that's going to be a different dynamic with North Crowley being able to do that?
I mean, I think it could. Obviously, you know, you look at two different opponents and two different styles of play.
Right.
The crazy part is when you look at North Crowley, people have been saying for weeks that North Crowley was running into the gauntlet of playing Duncanville. Well, and it turned out that Duncanville ran into the gauntlet of playing North Crowley. So it's really hard to expect what Ray Gates has been doing. I mean, it seems like for every chance they try to get a couple steps ahead of him, he kicks them a few steps backwards, and he's always ahead, whether it's an onside kick after they're up 14-0 or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the madness that North Crowley is. And, you know, like you said, week three, you kind of predicted it. I was thinking last year that they had the ability to do so. Now this year, even more confidence that they can do it.
You got to think then, like I said, with North Crowley, and like we just said, you know, they let everybody, they put the state on notice when they beat DeSoto in week one.
Oh,
it just feels like this has kind of been, you know, a team of destiny, so to speak. Provided, I mean, you know, turnovers notwithstanding, you know, 10 penalties or something crazy like that. If North Crowley does what it's supposed to do and what you've seen them do all year, again, I think Austin Westlake's going to give them fits, but North Crowley should win this football game on
Saturday.
Absolutely,
no doubt. They are going to be the champions when it's all said and done.
James, I wish you were calling that game, but you know what? That's beyond you and I and Steve's pay grade, but I'll tell you what, I know you'll be there. Best of luck this weekend, and hey, 105 through the Fan. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you. James Trinley, everybody. We've got a few more games to get to. Don't go anywhere. Just counting to kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. Shout out once again to our guy, James Tritely, covering football all season long.
Good
for Dave Campbell's high school football. And, of course, he'll be calling some B-ball this weekend. So, they bring in Craig Way, the UT voice, will be doing some of the games.
Absolutely.
So, they bring in the big dogs for Texas high school football. So,
that'd be good.
He likes North Crowley to take care of business over Austin Westlake. I think I agree with him as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to give South Lake Carroll the slight edge over Austin Vandergrift as well. And then Smithson Valley and Highland Park, that's going to be very interesting. But I think Russell makes a great point. If Highland Park can jump out to a lead, I don't know the Smithson Valley, considering, again, that they're a mostly ground-based attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that was one thing from talking to Coach Hill earlier this year. By the way, that was the first coach we spoke to. He was the first coach to get the mojo. So for all you coaches out there, you know, that you're thinking in 2025, how you want to get a little, give yourself an edge, jump on Countdown to Kickoff with Fred and Steve. I promise you, you will be glad.
Start the
that
season
you
off right. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
Just go right ahead.
Absolutely. Because you figure of all the, I mean, think about it this way. Of all the teams that are in the state championship, we talked to 1, 2, 3, 4 of the coaches this year. So not too shabby. And we did it early in the year. So, I mean, we didn't know how it was going to break down, you know.
Well,
five coaches.
I knew how it was going to break down.
This guy, okay, I'll tell you what. You know what I love about it is...
Humility?
Well, that's in spades, no question about it. But, people call me insufferable. And, and I never understood what they were talking about. But
so you met me?
Then I said, you know what? Have I met my match? Have I? I don't know whether to be repulsed or impressed. I can't figure it out just yet. Highland Park, Smithson Valley.
It's Highland Park.
You go with Highland Park as well? Okay. Yep, all right. I'm not mad at you for that. Yeah. Richmond Randall and South Oak Cliff.
Well, considering I've had Richmond Randall since day one, I've been saying they're going to win state.
Okay.
And it's right there. Just see, it's right there.
Should we tweet this out just so people... I'm going to tweet this out so people don't think that you're full of you-know-what, even though you've repeated it every minute on the hour. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to take a picture of that and let everybody know so that way they're well aware.
That's it.
Steve Randall.
No, it wasn't 100%, but I'm pretty darn close.
He's just one man, people. He's just one man. So you do like Richmond Randall to beat South Oak Cliff?
I do.
That's a ballsy prediction, my friend. That is a ballsy prediction.
Well,
all right.
Do you call Duncanville DeSoto?
Well, okay. See, guy here, he can't help himself. All he cannot help himself. All right. We're going to talk Class 4. I already know one of the teams he's picking, so I'm not even going to indulge him anymore. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff. All right, welcome back in. Countdown to Kickoff, Championship Edition, rolling along on Championship Week. And, of course, in case you missed it, we've had a couple games already. Jayton has been crowned a champion. Who's the other team that's already won? Gordon, all over Whiteface. They beat the brakes off Whiteface earlier. And then, of course, Shiner and Munster is going to kick off here momentarily. So make sure you guys stick around for that. All right, other games going on. We've already told you about a couple of them already. Steve and I are both in cahoots. We do believe that North Crowley is going to beat Austin Westlake.
Yep.
I do think Austin Westlake's going to keep it close, though. I really, really do.
I'm not saying it's a runaway.
I think this is a one-possession game, and I wouldn't be surprised if this was the proverbial whoever has it last type of game as well. I mean, Austin Westlake... Ever since they got beat by Atascocita, I think it was in, week 3, week 4, something like that, they've been a juggernaut ever since then. So I think they're going to give North Crowley
chip on
all
their
they
shoulder.
Can. 100%. And again, this is a team that knows how to play in the big moment as well. You and I are both in cahoots on South Lake Carroll upending Austin Vandergriff. We both like Highland Park over Smithson Valley. You like Richmond Randall over South Oak Cliff. Because they're the only school from the Houston area, and I'll always have a small part of my heart in H-Town. I will go with Richmond Randall on that. All right, we got more time coming up next. We will take a dive into 4A as well. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, let's take a dive into the Class 4A. And, of course, there are some, like it's the state championship week, so let's not get all hyperbolic and pretend like not all these matchups are huge matchups in their own right. Salina-Kilgore, I think that could very well be one of the best games of the weekend. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of good football games, but I think Salina-Kilgore has all the makings of another game that could go down to the wire.
Well, and it does, because Salina has been so strong for such a long time. I mean, they're going for their 9th state title, but you do have a powerhouse in Kilgore, and if you look back just to what they did last week, Salina got one of the toughest tests of the season. Mm-hmm. They needed some late heroics in the game to even and win, and that was against Canyon West Plains. Running back Harrison Williams, just with about a minute and a half left in the game, it looked like they were poised to for an upset, and they took the lead with about 4 minutes remaining. I really think this entire game, if you just want to boil it all down and say, okay, what they did last week and what they're going to do, it's going to come down to the Salina quarterback.
Okay.
I just really think Bo Bentley, he's a junior. He's been leading the Bobcats all year, and last week he did 154 yards and 3 touchdowns on the ground. So he can win it with his legs. He can win it with his arm. If Kilgore will move the ball on Salina, then it's going to be close. And if they can contain Salina's quarterback, Bentley, and keep him from going absolutely crazy like he's done in the past, I think Kilgore can get really close, if not win it. But if the quarterback goes off, yeah, Salina's going to be the one lifting the trophy.
And again, this is a Salina team, or a Kilgore team, as you well know, Steve, that is no stranger to let's put it this way. They're no stranger to getting to the playoffs. However, right. Getting to a state championship, this is only their third title game appearance of all time, and this would be their second state title if they were able to take care of business as well. And of course, look, this is a team that knocked off Carthage to start the year. And of course, again, Carthage is in 4A Division II championship. So, you know, this team has been challenged, and they have met the challenge throughout the course of the season. Also got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo earlier in the year as well. So we'll be really curious to see how that thing turns out. And that game is on Friday at 3 o'clock. So that's that middle-of-the-day game on Friday. So if you can make it out there to AT&T Stadium and get you some good football in, we do suggest that you go out and do that. Now, that's on the heels of the 4A-D2 matchup. And this is one of the more could be emotional games. When I say emotional, what do I mean by that? Well, you've got Coach Scott Surratt, who is looking at getting his 10th state title as a head coach, all right, which would break the record for most state titles by an individual head coach. Now, if that's not enough to get you excited, I don't know what is. But more importantly, on top of that, is that his son is the quarterback for Carthage, Jet Surratt. And so if he is able to break the record this weekend, he would do so, on Friday, he would do so with his son at quarterback.
17 seasons at Carthage.
And 9 titles already.
That's crazy.
That's absurd. But you talk to them and you understand. And, again, you and I had a chance to talk to a lot of these coaches this year. And we talked to a lot of very, very good programs and coaches in charge of very, very good programs. Uh-huh. And I felt like there was the one consistent theme is just the organization and just the culture and just the way the coaches handle themselves, right? Like, these guys were all business from the time we started the conversation to the end. Like, this is what they expect.
I just don't know that Waco can move the ball on Carthage. I just don't think they can. I mean, they kept opponents 10 points a game this year.
Yeah, I mean, they had to go travel to Bay City to go beat up on a 6A school.
I know.
That tells you all you need to know about how bad, how bad they've been beating up on people this year, and that's Carthage. So you and I are both in on that. I think we both like Carthage to win that game. More coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Okay, final two segments of the program. All right, so Class 4A, we've already told you we like.
Yeah.
We both like Carthage. You got Salina. I know you do. You've been on that Salina bandwagon for quite some time. So,
well, you've been on Carthage for a long time.
I have been. I've been on the Carthage bandwagon.
But so have I.
But I'm just saying, as far as the Kilgore Salina, there's part of me. I gotta pull on Kilgore. All right.
So your allegiance is kind of waning one way or the other.
Well. When it comes to Kilgore Salina, yes. Like Carthage, I'm all in on Carthage, right? Mm-hmm. And again, all I'm saying is that I know you're big on Salina. And you have been.
Yeah.
And I tend to follow your lead, but we gotta break away on this one. Okay.
Which one?
This is where you and I are gonna go our separate ways.
I'm
going Kilgore. I got Kilgore beating Salina.
Really? You're gonna go with Coach Fuller?
I do. I am.
Really?
He's got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. I can't push back on that, Steve.
No, I get it.
He took time out of his busy Tuesday morning to talk to Fred. Okay.
That's where you're going with this.
That's exactly where I'm going with it.
All right. You went real personal. It's like guys were having crumpets and tea together.
You know, look, any coach that's going to take time out of his busy Thursday to talk to Fred Davis, all right, he's getting the countdown to kickoff. Not only is he getting the countdown to kickoff mojo, but he's getting the Fred hype man train as well. So, Kilgore Bulldogs, sign up. Although, are they the Bulldogs? They are. Kilgore Bulldogs. Yes, that's right.
No, I'm taking this piece of paper and moving it over there.
Kilgore. Kilgore. Okay. So you and I, look, think about it. You and I are in agreement on every game so far except for Kilgore Salina.
Well, right. and you knew it was going to come down to that because when you get to the finals, yes, because you've been following both teams religiously and rooting for them and giving them the mojo.
That's it.
And now when your oldest son goes against your youngest son.
Right. You got to pick one of them.
And one has to die. And so you got to pick which one.
That's right.
And I can see you getting emotional about this.
I know. It is tough. It is tough. All right. So tomorrow's games, you got Columbus and Malakoff. And I'm going to go with Malakoff on this. I mean, they've been a juggernaut. Oh, really? You're leaning Columbus on this one. Is that what you're telling me?
I am. I just think they're too tough and they're peaking at the right time.
Okay.
Even though, yes, I put Malakoff in my final four.
You're changing it. You're changing the Columbus. Oh,
no,
you had Columbus
I'm not.
In there too. You had Columbus in there too.
I have Columbus winning. See right there? See what's written in? But see, I have Malakoff as my region two champion.
All right, real quick, Gunter and Woodville.
Gunter.
I'm going with Woodville.
You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't. Remember I told you. Woodville was an area that I used to cover back in the day. So I'm going with my heart on this
walk
one.
The line.
And then last, certainly not least, Ganado and Stanford.
Ganado
it is. I'm going with you on that one. All right, final segment of the season, boys and girls.
Right.
Let's put a bow on this thing, shall we?
Okay.
Well, Steve, it's the final segment of the year.
Final 2 minutes.
Well, hey, look, it's been fun. We've had to do more and less. Final thoughts.
Man, it's I'm looking forward to next year.
I am too.
Seriously, this has been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of folks reach out to us. We're going to be reaching out to you guys down line as well.
Absolutely.
Affiliates, we want to get to know you guys, and it's the show will look a little or sound a little different next year because we're going to upgrade things and do some stuff, have some avenues for everybody to reach back to us. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, also, but don't misunderstand when Steve says it'll sound a little different. I mean, the core hijinks.
Oh yeah,
and just overall frivolity will not change.
No, not at all. I mean, music may change a little bit.
Just the structure might be a smidge different. I mean, this was Steve and I. For a lot of you, though, this is the first time hearing Steve and I do our thing. And Steve and I had never worked together before this year. So we certainly had a wonderful time. Can't say enough about working with you.
Thank you,
and
sir.
All the TSN affiliates and all the listeners that checked in with us throughout the course of the show, especially the post-game show on Friday nights. You guys were amazing.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here.
And one final good luck to everybody. You know, if your team didn't make it, that's okay. We hope everybody had a wonderful season. And to all the teams that are playing tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, to the winners, the losers, and everybody in between, good luck. Have a great season. God bless. We'll see you next year.